For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. After 65 years, professional baseball made its return to Hartford Thursday as the Yard Goats hosted and lost to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. The Yard Goats played ball in their brand new stadium downtown 371 days after they were supposed to.
Let's go, Yard Goats! Let's go, Yard Goats!
The celebration of baseball's return to Hartford included 13 ceremonial first pitches thrown, a few hundred fireworks shells that exploded, over 8,000 fans, and one goat.
Are you enjoying opening night in the new ballpark?
That's Fancy Pants, a goat from Circle K Farm in East Hampton and a mascot for the team. There was also a man dressed up as a goat. 36-year-old Anthony Garcia wore hooves, a pair of furry goat legs, brown grease paint on his face, and a set of horns on his head.
The most difficult part is the makeup, putting on grease paint, followed with the prosthetic hat and the horns, and then you glue that all to your face. That takes about a half an hour. The rest of the getup's easy. You just slip it on and you go.
Opening day tickets were sold out shortly after they went on sale, but yesterday the team released some standing room only tickets. The team says they sold out too. West Hartford's John Wentz wanted to see the game with his son, but he didn't have tickets, so he hit the secondary market.
Well, I dragged my feet a little bit. I had to bite the bullet and buy tickets from StubHub a week ago.
So how much did the tickets cost?
$62 a piece.
The most expensive seats are normally $16, but Wentz was okay with overpaying because he said he had to bring his 13-year-old son to witness the first game at Dunkin' Donuts Park.
History and the best minor league ballpark in the country. This is it, baby.
The Yard Goats didn't win the game. They fell to 3-5 on the season with a 7-2 loss to the Fisher Cats. But for a city looking for an emotional win, the season opener fit the bill. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.